ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम नेम 816 पार्जन्यः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपं तस्याग्रजं उरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथिता कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्री श्रीयतःपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भरजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Those of you who study Bhagavad Gita carefully will know what the word parjanyaha means.
Rain.
Yeah, by extension it means rain, yeah. It literally refers to rain clouds. Here, yesterday, we saw so many clouds in the sky, but they were not rain clouds. When the cloud looks a little blackish, then we may expect rain. And by the rain, the whole world becomes cooled and refreshed. Probably in this country you don't have much sense of the welcomeness of the rain in cooling, but certainly in India and neighboring countries where the heat of the summer is very enervating, takes away your energy. And it goes on day after day after day, very, very hot. And everyone is just waiting, when will the rain come? And when it comes, people rejoice because there's the rainy season. In most of India, most of the rain comes just in 2 months, and then it goes on. In some parts of India, it extends up to 4 months. So it's a great relief when it comes. So you can see where this description is going in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have been burning in the fire of material existence for a very long time. And just like in the summer in India, it just seems like it'll never come to an end. Every day it's just, soon as the sun comes up, it's just completely burning, and even at night it hardly gets cool. It just seems like it will never come to an end. I'm not encouraging you to go to India by saying all this, am I? But then the rain comes. Ah, what a relief. So after burning in the fire of material existence, it seems that it will never end, when the mercy cloud of Krishna pours the rain of himself, then we become relieved. Everywhere in the world, the farmers, they know the value of rain. Without rain, you can't do farming. Of course, if you live next to a great river, there's the possibility of irrigation. But the river ultimately depends on the rain also. And it's quite common that rivers, smaller rivers, they just, in the hot season, they just dry up. And you see the whole riverbed is there, but there's no river. And farmers also know that too much rain is also disastrous. And untimely rain is also disastrous. So generally we don't find farmers or people living in the country who are atheists. It's only the sophisticated people in the cities who think that food comes out of a packet. They think that there's no God. Food, you go to this supermarket and that's where food comes from, right? From a supermarket. There's an anecdote which is recounted in a book by Dr. Sahadev Das. He's the temple president of ISKCON in Secunderabad, which is a city in India. This is an anecdote from Britain, and I'll give you a little background information. There's a chain of stores which sell all kinds of things, including food, throughout Britain, and the name of the store is Tesco. I don't know if it ever came to Russia, but Tesco it's called. Not Tesla, Tesco. And you can buy, for instance, carrots in Tesco in a plastic bag. And all the carrots are completely perfect and straight and tapered. Do we have any carrot growers here? Okay, when you grow carrots, they don't all come like this. Sometimes they go like this. But that's not good for Tesco, because modern sophisticated people, they only want perfect carrots. They think there's something wrong with a carrot if it's not completely straight. And you find the little like hairs coming out of the side. And of course, when you pull it out of the earth, there's earth on it, clings to the carrot. But carrots in Tesco don't have those little root-like hairs, and they don't have any earth on them. Everything clean, perfect, just right for your British housewife. Oh, shouldn't say housewife, that's a term of insult. Okay, whatever.
Все очень чисто, идеально, прям в точности подходит для английских домохозяек. Не будем говорить домохозяек.
British, not English, British.
Британских домохозяек.
Yeah. Just like you have to say, you shouldn't say Russian, you should say Soviet. That's in the past, right? They used to say Russian, say no, Soviet. So, the anecdote goes as follows. One housewife kept a little plot of land, just like you have dachas outside the city. So she had a little plot of land for growing vegetables. So one day she went to get some vegetables for cooking, and she brought along her, let's say, 8-year-old son, with his 8-year-old friend. He happened to be there, so he came along too. So she pulled up a carrot and she said, "Oh, look, what a nice carrot." And naturally it was covered with earth, and maybe there was a worm, you know, the earthworm, the long red worm, hanging on the edge of it. And the friend of her son, with a look of disgust on his face, says, "My mother gets clean carrots from Tesco." This anecdote, although it's a minor anecdote, it's not something that would make it to the front pages of the newspaper, maybe not even the inside pages of the newspaper, but it demonstrates how much people grow up divorced from nature. But people who grow up on the lap of nature, they see the seasons changing. In the cities, you won't notice so much because there's heating just at the flick of a switch in the winter, and then cooling with air conditioning at just you touch a switch, and you don't notice so much the change of the seasons. And the natural cycle of time, daily, most living beings start to become active around daybreak, which might be a bit different here, because daybreak, it fluctuates so much throughout the year. But there's a natural order that the bird starts singing a little bit before daybreak. Of course, there are different birds and they start at different times. Daybreak means dawn. Dawn, a time around sunrise. There's certain birds begin a little before daybreak and others a little later, but mostly they have a little concert early in the morning. And of course, the cocks start crowing early in the morning, telling you it's time to get up. The people in the cities, they don't see or hear cocks. They just buy pieces of chicken in a piece of plastic in Tesco. They don't even see the blood. They don't see the chicken squawking as it's just about to get its throat cut. So people who live on the lap of nature can understand that we are just very small creatures in a big arrangement made by someone much bigger than us. One major feature of which is clouds and rain. For life on this planet, water is required. Not necessarily on other planets. We learn that in the sun, there are living beings of predominantly fiery bodies. But on this planet, water is required to sustain the bodies. Therefore, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita makes we can say it's an observation, it's not an instruction. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anasambhavaha. All living beings subsist on anna, which can be translated as grains or food in general. All living beings need food. And from rain, clouds, the production of food depends on the rain and the clouds. So everyone can see that. But then Krishna gives, in the next two lines, Krishna gives a metaphysical statement. Can anyone remember that? Yagyad bhavati parjanyo yagya karma samudbhavaha. Rain, or the proper dispensation of rain, depends on sacrifice. Proper dispensation means enough, but not too much, at the right times, in the right amount. So rain depends upon sacrifice, and sacrifice is possible when people follow the Varnashram system. extrapolating here from the word karma. Yeah, the word karma, yagya karma, it means that people have to work to produce the necessities for yagya, and they have to work in a pious way. Anyway, getting back to the point of discussing the Supreme Lord as Parajanyaha, the farmers especially and everyone becomes very happy when they see the clouds after days and days of clear blue skies with the burning sun. Oh, and the clouds, oh, very nice. Sometimes, just before the rains, the clouds may start to appear just for a few days before the actual rain begins. So you know it's coming. Sometimes there are years of drought in which there's no rain or scanty rain. You can find in the science of self-realization, there's a plea from the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund or something to Srila Prabhupada to help them in their efforts to relieve this suffering caused by drought. Srila Prabhupada refused. He said, "You come and join us in propagating Sankirtan. That will solve all problems." And actually, when Srila Prabhupada went to Hyderabad, which at the time was the capital of Andhra Pradesh, and he sent his, Andhra Pradesh is a state in India, and he sent his disciples out chanting, doing Sankirtan in public. And for the first time in 3 years, there were copious rains. I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book in the chapter Description of Autumn. "A cloud is compared to a qualified person because it pours rains and gives sustenance to many people. A man who is qualified similarly gives sustenance to many living creatures such as family members or many workers in a business." So obviously this analogy can be extended to, superlatively to, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who sustains all living beings. Continuing reading from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book. "When Maharaja Dasharatha, the father of Lord Ramachandra, used to fight with his enemies, it was said that he approached them just like a farmer uprooting unnecessary plants and trees. And when there was need of giving charity, he used to distribute money exactly as the cloud distributes rain. The distribution of rain by clouds is so sumptuous," is the word Srila Prabhupada used here, "so sumptuous that it is compared to the distribution of wealth by a great munificent person. The cloud's downpour is so profuse that the rains even fall on rocks and hills and on the oceans and seas where there is no need for water. The clouds resemble a charitable person who opens his treasury for distribution and who does not discriminate whether the charity is needed or not. He gives in charity open-handedly. Before the rainfall, the whole surface of the globe becomes almost depleted of all kinds of energies and appears very lean." Yeah, everything becomes dried up. "After the rainfall, the whole surface of the earth becomes green with vegetation and appears to be very healthy and strong." So in the same way, that's finishing reading from Krishna book there, we'll go on now. So in the same way, Krishna to his devotees, he just completely fills them with his mercy and satisfies them and nourishes them. Just as the clouds of they come above the parched earth and they rain and the whole earth becomes refreshed and luxuriant. Just like the whole earth, all the creatures are suffering, scorching from the heat of the sun. In material existence, we are scorching from adhyatmic, adibhotic, and adidaivic klesh, the miseries pertaining to our own body and mind, miseries imposed by others, and miseries imposed by the demigods, natural disturbances. This is the explanation given by Parashara Bhatta, the first commentator on Vishnu Sahasranama in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, and a subsequent commentator in that Sampradaya, whose name is also Ramanujan. He adds to that by saying that it's by giving knowledge about himself that Krishna relieves us from the miseries of material existence. Krishna comes to this world and speaks Bhagavad Gita, and in the form of Vedavyas, he gives the Vedas, which culminate in Srimad Bhagavatam. And V.V. Ramanujan, the one commentator, he adds the statement that Bhagavan is frequently referred to by the Arlavas, the great saints of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, who compile the hymns which collectively are known as the Divya Prabandham. So he refers, V.V. Ramanujan refers to the Arlavas in their compositions, often comparing the Supreme Personality of Godhead to a rain cloud. Shankaracharya, who obviously made his commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam before anyone in this, any follower of Ramanuja, he also gives this understanding that he showers his mercy by which we become free from the miseries of material existence. But he also makes the point that apart from relieving us from the distress of material existence, he showers all desired objects upon his devotees, just like the rain is showered from the cloud. And our own Gauriya Vaishnav commentator on Vishnu Sahasranam, Baladev Vidyabhushana, he makes a similar comment that Vishnu, Krishna, showers the nectar of his personal form on such a mind which is compared to the earth, which is ready to absorb that. The rain may fall on the bare rock, but when it falls on the earth accepts that rain and absorbs it. So similarly, Krishna rains the nectar of his personal form on even people like Duryodhana saw Krishna, but he wasn't a proper recipient for appreciating the nectar of Krishna's form. Whereas the Pandavas and other devotees were able to relish the beauty of Krishna. A common name of Krishna, as you know, is Shyama, which is sometimes rendered as Megha Shyama. Megha is another word for cloud. So it means that Krishna is dark like a cloud, a rain cloud. So the example is given that a person who has been sweltering in the heat is so much gratified by the rain cloud, showering rain, that he just wants to be in the rain and doesn't want to go back to the sweltering condition. And again, the example of in India, when the first rains fall after months of, you'd say intolerable heat, but you don't have any choice, you have to tolerate it. It's very difficult to tolerate heat after months and months when the first rain comes. Usually when the first rain comes, it comes very strongly, and the people go out and they just stay in the rain and they get completely soaked and they're completely happy. So similarly, devotees, after suffering so much in this material world, Krishna, and the rain of Krishna's mercy comes, and they don't want to give it up, they want to remain within it. From Gita Govinda, a term to describe Krishna, Abhinava Jaladhara Sundara, which means a beautiful new rain cloud. But it sounds much better in Sanskrit, because nava means new, abhinava means just new, and jaladhara means holding that which holds water. So it's not just just some word, but it has a meaning also. Jaladhara means holding water. Abhinava jaladhara sundara hey. So this name, Parjanya, it very much calls our attention to the mercy of Krishna. He's a mercy cloud. He showers his mercy in so many ways. He personally comes to this world, and we may say, well, that's not much help to me because he's not here now. Krishna has so many avatars, but there's no avatar present in the world now, is there? Someone's objecting to that statement?
There is holy name present.
Very good, thank you very much. Kali kale nama rupe Krishna avatar nam hoite hoi jagat sarva jagat nishta. In the age of Kali, Krishna descends to this world as avatar, Kali Kali Nam Rupe, in the form of his name, by which the whole universe can be delivered. Golokera Prema Dhan Harinama Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan, Srila Prabhupada translates this line as saying that Harinam Sankirtan is imported from the spiritual world. So in some countries, in some circumstances, due to sanctions, you're not able to import certain things. Such a situation is going on in this country at this time. Nothing to worry about. We have the holy name imported from the spiritual world. So our movement, it's an import-export company. Import the holy name from the spiritual world. You know, many companies, they import something and then they put it all together. They import raw materials, make something, and then they export it back to the country where they took the raw materials. So we import the holy name from the spiritual world. Devotees chant and then they get exported to the spiritual world. And what currency does it run on, all this business? Mercy, mercy, mercy. Yeah, it's all running on mercy. So Krishna is showering his mercy in the form of the holy name. He came 5,000 years ago, but he performed wonderful pastimes which we can still hear about and discuss. So that's another form of his mercy. We can visit the holy places connected with Krishna's pastimes. That's a special facility for those living in India or those able to visit India. He manifests as the deity. I was saying about the holy places. There's also the holy rivers like Ganga, which flows from his foot. The Ganga is so important that Shachimata wanted Nimai, after he took sannyas, don't go too far away. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. She told him, no, you go to Puri. Because devotees from Bengal will visit Puri and they'll come back with news of you to me, Shachimata said. And she also said that sometimes you'll come to bathe in the Ganga, you'll come back to Bengal. So bathing in the Ganga was such an important thing. It was just considered that everyone will go to bathe in the Ganga, wherever they are. So that's another form of Krishna's mercy. Of course, we learn from the Vaishnava Acharyas, Gangara parashohaile paschate bhavan darshane pavitra karo eito margun. Narottam Das singing his laudation of the Vaishnavas says that, you're purified by the Ganga, but takes time. But simply by seeing the Vaishnava, one is immediately purified. Krishna, major form of his giving mercy to the conditioned souls is in the form of a guru. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. In this well-known stanza, the word prasada means mercy. One out of the unlimited living beings who are wandering in this universe in 8,400,000 species of life, one who is very fortunate by the mercy of Guru and Krishna gets the seed of pure devotional service. And then Krishna, through the agency of the Guru, showers mercy. Sangsara davan alalithaloka. Sangsara davan alalithaloka. Tranaya karanya ghana ghanatvam. Praptasya kalyana gunarna vasya vandegoroshi charnarvindam. We offer prayers to the Guru who is compared to a heavy rain cloud. Or he has the quality, ghana ghanatva, the quality of a heavy rain cloud. So for living beings who are burning in the fire, who are oppressed by the fire of material existence, they feel their position, if they come in contact with such a guru, they feel their position to be like that of receiving the rain from such a cloud. The guru receives the ability to pour the rain of mercy from the ocean of all auspicious qualities, who is Krishna. Just as the cloud takes water from the ocean and showers it on the earth, the guru takes the Krishna consciousness, he receives mercy from Krishna and showers it on the world. Now, of course, the rain falls on the earth, the rain where it's needed. The earth, it rains on even on the ocean where it's not needed. So Krishna's mercy is spread abundantly everywhere for those who are willing. Those who are proper recipients can benefit from that. But even the demoniac people, they also get Krishna's mercy. They get what they want. His full unsullied mercy or pure mercy is in the form of pure devotional service. But even the meat eaters who eat their meat and they get what they, or someone who gets power to exploit others, everyone gets what they want, ultimately by Krishna's intercession. But the real mercy of Krishna is not to get what we think that we want, but to deliver us from the illusion of thinking that I want anything independently from Krishna. There's another name in Vishnu Sahasranam, which I've already been through, Tejo Vrsha. Vrsha gives the idea of showering, and Tejaha means radiance. So he showers radiance, enlightenment on the world. That's a related name to this name. Now, Sanskrit being maybe a unique language is that all the words have meaning. Even in the English language, you can, in a sophisticated dictionary, we can find the etymology of words. And we can find out how words have developed from Old Norse or Latin, Greek, Dutch, Germanic, and so on. There's so many sources of words. And how the meanings of words can change. For instance, the word gay, as used in English, used to mean happy and carefree. And that meaning is still current, but within my lifetime it has become a much more common word with a completely different connotation to mean a homosexual. I guess they chose that word giving the idea that being a homosexual makes you happy, but it doesn't. It's not just by being homosexual that you become happy. So that is an example of how words, the meanings can completely change in English language. And in Russian also, they import so many words from different languages. However, Sanskrit doesn't import words from other languages. And every word has a meaning which can be traced to its root, the root of the word. That's why you can have different words for the same thing, but they are derived from, they have a different etymology. Just like one word for tree is vriksha, which means that which is to be cut. Another word is padapa, which means it drinks through its leg. Now similarly, if you take a Sanskrit word, you can analyze it backwards to different roots and come up with different meanings, which gives rise to, it's very fertile for poetry and for verbal jesting. So far in this talk, I've been explaining Parjanya in terms of a cloud, but one of the commentators gives by analyzing the words or the components of the word, comes up with a completely different meaning. Param janmam, param janyam yasmart parjanya, param janya, parjanya. So, means he, Krishna, is one from whom a high birth is attained. And another commentator, Satyadeva Vashishta, he gives at least six different ways of understanding the name by breaking up the Sanskrit in different ways. And one of the meanings he gives is one who protects. Now that could be a very big subject, how Krishna protects, but I won't go into that just now, as that's been discussed in other talks on Vishnu Sahasranam. I discussed it. So, coming to the Madhva Sampradaya's other interpretations, using the same one which we just quoted, Parajanya Paranjanyang Yasmat. They take another meaning, because who gave this? One who takes a superior birth. Or they explain it to mean that all the avatars come from the original form, who they see as Narayana, therefore he's called Parjanyaha. Sangvatsara eva. Vasudevas tu parajanya parang sa janayet yataha paramasya sakashat janyaha. This is from the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, that Vasudev was manifests from the original form of Narayana, who resides in the cluster of clouds. Of course, we're hearing about Krishna's giving his mercy in the form of clouds, but sometimes it can be mercy in a form which appears to be like a lot of suffering. In this regard, I'm going to read from a statement that Srila Prabhupada gave in a talk in New Vrindavan in 1969. Srila Prabhupada said, Narada met Krishna. His devotee, referring to Narada, could speak to Krishna with a little criticism. My dear sir, Krishna, by becoming your devotee, the Pandavas have become very happy. Narada is speaking sarcastically, as you will see. They, the Pandavas, have lost their kingdom. Their wife is insulted. And now they are banished for 12 years. So it is a very good thing. At this point, the devotees laughed and Srila Prabhupada laughed also. But the wonderful thing, Narada continued, but the wonderful thing I see now, in spite of all these conveniences, they have increased their love for you. So Narada, he is astonished. What kind of hypnotism you do, I do not know. And at this point the devotees laughed. Sometimes they accuse our devotees, you have hypnotized our son. What have you done to him? It's Krishna's mercy. So Srila Prabhupada continued, in spite of being placed in so much inconveniences, their love for you has increased. That is the position of the Pandavas. This is Krishna consciousness. And I'll finish this talk by citing the analogy of the Chataka bird. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. So we're waiting for Krishna's mercy, and we might get it in a way which is apparently not so welcome. But still the Chatak bird prays for the cloud. Let us pray for Krishna's mercy. Парджанья Бхагавана ки джай. Ванча калпа тарупьясча крипа синдубья эвача патитанам павене бхё вайшнаве бхё намо намаха. Данте нитай чурнакам падайо непатя критва чакаку шатаме татахам бравими. Хей садава сакала эва вихая дурат. Гуранга чандра чарне курутану рагаха. Паривадату джано ята тата ва нану мокаро на ваян вичара ямаха. Хари раса мадира мадати мата. Бхуви вилутама натама нирвишама. Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе Харе. Харе Рама, Харе Рама, Рама Рама, Харе Харе.